practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And I do trust and pray that you'll go to church today. Let's begin the program this morning with a song that many of you may not know, but it has a tremendous message. It's entitled, Ever Faithful.
Shadows fall around me when the day turns into night. I am safe within His keeping, for He draws me to His side. Ever faithful through the fury, through the fire,
we can thank God for His faithfulness. No matter what it is we face in life, He is there to stand by us. The Bible says, faithful is He who has called us, who also will do it. And no matter what we face in life, He is there to walk with us, to talk with us, and as the old song says, to remind us that we are His own. Let's give God the praise today for His faithfulness to us. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and I do trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. If you don't have one to attend, I invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, every Wednesday night, we have prayer meeting and Bible study at 7 o'clock. But at 6:30, we have our children and youth ministry, along with our single moms ministry. And so if you want to have any questions answered about those particular ministries, do not hesitate to give us a call. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. And, of course, you can write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. I want to remind you that in 2 weeks from today, the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference will begin its summer session. This is the 105th session of the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, and the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference is a part of the sister ministry of the Faith Baptist Church, which is the Way of Truth Ministries. And we are delighted that we have the opportunity to provide this Bible conference. Our theme this year is looking forward to things to come, and the specific dates are August the 3rd through August the 8th. It's going to be a prophetic conference, and our speakers will be David Kistler of Hope Ministries International, Kevin Callahan of International Partnership Ministries, and Del Hisong of the Hisong Singing Evangelistic Team. And, of course, we will be meeting Sunday night and then right on through to Friday evening, a great time of fellowship at the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. This year, it's going to be held at the Altoona Alliance Church because, as many of you know, here in Central Pennsylvania, the facility that we've had it for many, many years has closed down. And so we had to find another facility, and the Altoona Alliance Church has offered their facilities to us. And the facility is very adequate, and we're looking forward to that. And so that begins 2 weeks from today, the theme, Looking Forward to Things to Come. A great lineup of musicians as well, a great lineup of speakers. And by the way, our musicians will include Karen Knight, the Hisong family, the Binkley family, and a new group that we've never had. It's called the Nottingham Four. It's a quartet. They will be with us on Sunday evening. And then, of course, Monday, Tom Smith. And Tom is very well known to many of us in this area. So we're going to be having a great week of preaching, of missions. Our special missionary this year is Sonny Abraham from India. He is a Way of Truth Ministries missionary there in India. He'll be with us. We're just going to be having a great time of fellowship, something for the children, something for the youth, something for the whole family. And so I would encourage you to put on your calendar the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, Sunday, August the 3rd through Friday, August the 8th at the Altoona Alliance Church under the theme, Looking Forward to Things to Come. Pray for the conference. Come out and join us and watch how God will work in your life. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this day that you've given to us, and I thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio. I thank you for each individual under the sound of my voice, and you know their needs, spiritually speaking, and I pray that you'll take this broadcast and use it in their lives according to their need. But above all, Father, I pray that you'll lead and direct the remaining part of this program and use it to exalt your name, to glorify yourself, to get out your word, that people will come to Christ and grow to Christ and serve you every day of their lives. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's an old hymn of the faith that many people like. I've known this song for as long as I can remember, and many of you have as well. It's entitled Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me. Thank God for His amazing grace. Amazing grace. Thank God for His amazing grace. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, and I would like to read with you verses 9 and 10, where the Word of God says, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." That's 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. And now before I deliver a message entitled "The Christian and Missions," let's listen to another song that you probably don't know, but I think it'll be an encouragement to your heart. It's entitled "I Believe God."
Place their trust in the wisdom of another. Some search for light in the dark. But like a child, I have come with simple faith in the only one who can change my word is true, for I've seen what He can do when I call upon His name. I believe God, so let the world say what they will. I will choose to serve Him still, knowing He will never change. This life is the only thing that matters. Some say we live, then we die. But I'm convinced that eternity awaits. So with every breath, I will testify.
Truly, we can believe God because God is true in all that He says and does. You know, many times when we speak about missions, we are focusing on what we do as Christians through the local church and worldwide evangelism. And that is certainly biblically correct. But in all reality, for the Christian, missions is not just what we do, but what we are in action as the born-again children of God based on our relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, though it is true that not everyone is called to be a missionary, we are all, as born-again believers, to be involved in the concept, the biblical concept of missions. Because as the Bible emphasizes both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, those of us who are children of God are His witnesses on earth. And so missions is our life. We have a mission to be representing the Lord Jesus Christ. And though we may not be called into the mission field as a missionary, we are certainly to be involved in missions. And that's brought out for us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. Let me read that passage, and then we'll look at some principles in that text as it relates to the Christian and missions. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. And there are three things we see in that passage of Scripture as it relates to the Christian and missions. First of all, we see our position in Christ. And this is the case with every born-again Christian. Note verse 17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." I do not have time on the broadcast this morning to go back and read along with you Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. I would encourage you to do that when you get the opportunity, because in that passage of Scripture, it begins by telling us that apart from Jesus Christ, we are dead in our trespasses and sins, totally separated from God. But when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are made new in Christ, and we become children of God who have the responsibility and the privilege, might I say, to be His workmen here in this age in which we live. In other words, when we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we are changed from being dead in trespasses and sins to being alive in Jesus Christ forevermore. And that's our new position in Christ. Thank the Lord for the fact that when we trust Christ as Savior, we become a new creature, a new creation in Jesus Christ, to the point that we can have fellowship with God and serve God and look forward to living in eternity with God in heaven and the land without tears and time without end. That's our position in Christ. But in verses 18 and 19 of 2 Corinthians 5, we see our proclamation for Christ. Notice it says, in verse 18, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ." Now that word reconciled means to be brought together. And when we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, though we were prior to that separated and alienated from God, we are brought together with God through faith in Jesus Christ as the children of God. And how we can thank God that we are reconciled to him. But because of that, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. You see that there in verse 18. It says, "And God hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." What does that mean? It means that even through faith in Jesus Christ, we have been brought together with God. We, as Christians, have the great privilege of the ministry of bringing other people to Christ through our personal witness. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, which is one of the five times in the Word of God the Great Commission is mentioned, it says we are witnesses for Christ, which means that we are to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ to the lost, that they, through that proclamation, might be reconciled to God by trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. Because we are reconciled to God as Christians, God has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, that is, the ministry of bringing people to Christ. But he's not only given us the ministry of reconciliation, he has given us the word of reconciliation. Note verse 19 of 2 Corinthians 5, where it says, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. And how we can thank the Lord that through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, all who trust Christ as Savior are cleansed from all sin, past, present, and future, and those sins are no longer imputed upon us or placed on our account. They're cleansed, they're taken away through the blood of Jesus Christ. But look at that last phrase of verse 19, where it says, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. As Christians, we not only have the ministry of reconciliation in proclaiming Christ to the world, but we have the word of reconciliation. What is that? It's the gospel. You see, we don't have to come up with our own message. We have the message of the gospel to preach. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 18, it tells us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What is the gospel? It's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the Bible teaches us that as we proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ, folks will come to Christ. How we can thank the Lord that we have the gospel to proclaim to others, that they too, through faith in Jesus Christ, might come to the saving knowledge of the Lord. And I'm thankful that God has given us this privilege of sharing his good news to the world. So we have this proclamation for Christ as we have both the ministry and the word of reconciliation. The third thing we see in this passage is our promotion of Christ. Verse 20 says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. As believers, we are ambassadors for Christ. What a great privilege and responsibility that is. We are left here on earth to represent Jesus Christ. You and I who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, no matter where we go, we are his representatives. And as I said, that's a great privilege, but it is also a great responsibility. Take a look at your life today. How are you representing Jesus Christ as a Christian? I trust that you are effectively representing him by sharing the word of God with others, by telling others that Christ died for them, and by doing what you can to lead them to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they also might be reconciled to God. You see, being Christ's ambassadors is the foundation for our missions ministry that involves a personal lifestyle and a lifetime commitment of representing Jesus Christ. I've often said that missions involves praying for missions, giving to missions, and going for missions. And you and I who are representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ, we who are his ambassadors, have that privilege to be praying for missions, giving to missions, and going for missions. But even as we go throughout our day-by-day lifestyle as Christians, we are living missions for Christ. We are his representatives here in this world. And in everything that we say and do as we represent Christ, we have the privilege of leading people to the saving knowledge of Christ. Now, the motivation for missions in the life of the Christian is found in verse 21 of 2 Corinthians 5, where it says, for he hath made him, that is God the Father, hath made God the Son, to be sin for us. And then it says in reference to Christ, who knew no sin, why? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. How we can thank the Lord that God sent his Son Jesus Christ in the world to suffer and bleed and die on that cross and then resurrect again the third day, so that through faith in him that we can have everlasting life. And for those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, let's represent Christ. And our motivation for representing Christ is because of everything that Christ has done for us. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you this morning, right now by the radio, to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you. And then fulfill your great privilege and responsibility by being his ambassador in this world as long as you live. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Until we greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.
just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.